The already complex landscape of global stock exchanges appears to be getting even more entangled. Nasdaq and Dubai settled their month-long battle for the Stockholm-based OMX stock exchange in a deal that allows Nasdaq to have an overseas footprint, while giving Dubai footholds in both Nasdaq and the London Stock Exchange. When the dust settled Thursday, it became clear that Dubai and Qatar had taken competing stakes in the London Stock Exchange and the Nordic Exchange, OMX. Economic experts say the Persian Gulf states, flush with cash from soaring oil revenues, are buying overseas assets at a record rate as they seek to diversify their economies beyond oil wealth. Other experts point to the plummeting value of the U.S. dollar, which was at a record low against the euro Thursday and on par with the Canadian dollar for the first time in more than 30 years. The weak dollar makes American assets cheaper to overseas buyers, who then step up their purchases. This, in turn, can create political tensions. A bid 18 months ago by another state-owned company in Dubai to purchase operating rights at six U.S. ports unleashed a firestorm in the U.S. Congress, which ultimately killed the deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, said she would like to learn more about the Nasdaq deal, but it does not appear to raise the same concerns as the port sale did.
I don't know if it's raised alarm bells, but it has raised some questions, and I think it's quite a different issue than the ports issue, because that really was a security issue. This is a marketplace issue.
At a news conference, President Bush also indicated he will take a cautious approach, but he's not opposed to the deal.
We're going to take a good look at it as to whether or not it has any national security implications involved in the transaction. And I'm comfortable with the process to go forward.
Legal experts say the transaction will face scrutiny on Capitol Hill and by U.S. government agencies. But the biggest challenge to the Nasdaq Dubai deal may be Qatar and its own acquisition ambitions. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.